Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. We've all heard of the idea of a general worker strike. In her tome, Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand posed a provocative question. What if, in response to an increasingly overbearing regulatory state, the entrepreneurs of America decided to go on strike? The resulting 1,000 pages, if you can get through them, constitute one of the most creative, if overwrought, dystopias ever envisioned. You know, I'd never finished reading Atlas Shrugged. It's just too long for too little payoff, especially since I know how it ends. American Christians, here's what he writes about, or what she, what's the Addison Del Mastro. I only know one other Addison, and he's a nephew. When all said and done, all that was required to liberate America's unappreciated geniuses and creators was for them to walk away and leave society to pick up the pieces. American Christians may find themselves in a position closer to John Galt than to Saint Benedict. Many of the services Americans take for granted are provided by churches and Christian organizations. It is not hyperbolic to say that core areas of American life would languish or collapse without the contributions of Christian people and organizations. These enormous social contributions are frequently underappreciated, but would certainly be missed. Perhaps the most important is health care. John Stonestreet, president of the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, wrote in an article titled, "No Christianity Equals No Hospitals." Don't take Christians' contributions for granted. He wrote this, 1 in 6 hospital beds in our country is located in a Catholic hospital. In at least 30 communities, the Catholic hospital is the only hospital in a 35-mile radius. This doesn't even take into account hospitals run by other Christian bodies, such as Baptist, Methodist, and especially Seventh-day Adventists. Listen to this. Catholic hospitals are the largest single category within non-profit hospitals, which themselves account for about half of all hospitals. Christians also run thousands of private schools that often meet or exceed the quality of public schools. Well, of course they do. That's why people send their kids to them. Duh. A full 70% of all private schools are either Catholic or affiliated with another religion, generally some form of Protestantism. In addition to healthcare and education, it is churches which minister to the neediest and most marginalized members of society. Matthew Robari reported in these pages, quote, according to the nonprofit Partners for Sacred Places, churches and religious buildings of all faiths continue to have an economic impact on their neighborhoods. And by the way, where is St. Paul's Hospital?
Have you got a gunshot wound here? Over.
Yes, you need to take them to Lucifer's.
Could you repeat that, please? Over.
Put them in the ambulance and then cart them over to 666 6th Street. That's Lucifer's Hospital. Quality care is awaiting you.
That's a big 10-4. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
This is the First Church of Satan run a hospital? Do they? This is the First Church of Santeria run a clinic? Do they? They have a soup kitchen? Do they? Ask another question. For all of you that are out there on the high horse that all Mohammedans are the most wonderful people in the world, I always ask the question to people that say, and heap glowing praise on Mohammedans, well, why don't you join them then? Why don't you convert? They're going to make you convert anyway, so they're going to kill you if it ever comes to that. Heaven forfend. Why don't you join them? Oh, better church, please. I don't want to. It's so star-spangled awesome. Why don't you become one? Where is the, where is St. Mohammed's hospital at? Where might we find St. Mohammed's? Where might we find the first Allah general? Where's that? Where is, here's one. Where is Jihadi General located at? People take for granted that, oh, well, that's, please, there's Christian hospitals are going to do it. They're going to do it. Nobody ever asked the question, why? Why do they do it? You and I know because we're commanded to do these things. And we do them with joy. Shocking thing. You actually can find joy in true charity. But Addison Del Mastro's point is, well, what if all that didn't happen? No one is holding a gun to my head that says, hey, Mentor Church, you have to do this year's Ask Foundation golf tournament and seafood soiree in September and try and raise $10,000 for the Ask Foundation to fund that clinic at VCU in Richmond, Virginia, where they care for those children. Nobody's telling me that I have to do that. Nobody tells me every year that I have to raise money for the Hogs for the Cause. And this audience, so tremendous last year, almost equaled the best fundraising year we ever had for Hogs when we were on the old station in the old country and had access to hundreds of thousands of listeners. Now just tens of thousands. Small groups can do awesome, amazing, wonderful things. And the Crusade Channel is a small group that does awesome, wonderful things. But think about that. The guy's point is well taken. What if all that stopped for a day? What if the average Mohammedan got appendicitis, can't be rushed off to St. Luke's because there is no St. Luke's? They quit. They gone. G-O-N, gone. There's more to this. Partners for Sacred Places research found that almost all of these religious buildings have some sort, or religious entities, have some sort of community service programs, and most have at least four running concurrently. The same study estimated that in Philadelphia alone, religious congregations contribute over $100 million to their community annually. About $144,000 per congregation. Most of that comes from measuring volunteer time as though it were paid labor, but they also provide space, staff, and direct financial support to neighborhood services. 60% of churches surveyed had food pantries, and nearly as many hosted music performances and clothing donations. Over 40% had soup kitchens. Churches also offer meals for the homebound, place children with foster parents, offer marriage counseling, run crisis pregnancy centers, and perform countless other ministries and social and cultural activities. And yet bureaucrats heap nothing but contempt or suspicion on Orthodox Christians, and policymakers increasingly do nothing but circumscribe their rights in the public square. That's right, we get clobbered and beaten up. Oh, a bunch of racist, bigot, hick, hayseed Christians. Bunch of homophobes. Yeah? When's the last time a homosexual, a sodomite, who had something, lodged in their, was denied care at St. Mary's. Have you ever even heard of such a story? I haven't. 844-527-8723 is my telephone number. His conclusion. Orthodox Christians in America have gotten into the habit of bemoaning their inexorably shrinking political power. And look, and I keep telling this audience, I try to say it at least once every day, our problems are not political. Our political systems would work just fine if we didn't have corrupt, immoral apostates running them. Full stop. End of discussion. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Our problems are not political. Not in the design of things. Could we design a better mousetrap? I suppose you could. Could you have better protections? Again, I suppose you could. Could you circumscribe government power? I suppose you could. Could we have a monarch? I'd be happy living under one if he protected my rights to true freedom and liberty as described in the church doctrine. Our problems are not political. They're all moral. They are all, every single one of them based in some moral shortcoming. All of them. So this fascination, this obsession that conservatives have towards the political, and that the political gets all of their attention, all of their dollars, has to be one of the greatest accomplishments, Baal, Baphomet, Lucifer, insert names here, has ever accomplished. They got to be loving that one. Which is not to say that we shouldn't participate in policymaking or in the administration of law or in courts or anything like that. That's not the point. But if you have the order correct, you participated in it correctly. Here's conclusion. Orthodox Christians in America have gotten into the habit of bemoaning their inexorably shrinking political power and the rising hostility to religious freedom. But they actually possess, you, I'm talking to you, actually possess enormous political power. The ability to grind to a halt the healthcare, educational, and social services infrastructure of these United States. Will they use it? I think this is in today's pile of prep. If it's not, I'll add it. John Horvat at returntoorder.org, frequent guest and friend of this show. By the way, did you know that John Horvat has reviewed both my edition of Humility of Heart and the English Reformation and has recommended to his congregation of the faith Faith, Family, and Property, those books, which are available in the Founders Trading Post right now at MikeChurch.com, and I can even sign a copy for you. Humility of Heart, I don't talk about it enough anymore. frankly, I got tired of my own apostolate. I should never. It's the greatest book ever written on the subject of humility. It will change your life. There's no one that can read 10 pages of that book with goodwill, and not have their life inexorably altered. Impossible. I say with goodwill, because if you don't have goodwill, yeah, you can read the whole thing. You go, eh, whatever. Find it at the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com, and you can even get a great deal. We still have the digital download and the bookmark for an additional $4.99. That's a $30 value added to the already fantastic book, Humility of Heart. Liberals are in trouble and they know it, says Mitter Horvath. Conservatives often complain about the lamentable state of their movement. They would do well to look left. Libs are in greater trouble and they know it. The recent special elections for vacant House seats made this evident. The thrashing libs received in the 2016 elections were also a sign of an inability to communicate their message. Folks, I say this. About this, and John comes to the conclusion, gone are the days in which libs
worked inside a consensus, and engaged in debate with others. Everywhere, liberal democracy seems to be endangered by the breakdown of political discourse. Well, that's because it's based in an error. Modern conservatism is based in an error as well, just not as egregious a one. Liberalism, as it's called today, which should be called properly Marxism, progressivism, whatever you, I say Marxism because it's tied directly to materialism, is based upon an error. And that is that there is no spirit world, and no spirit world needs to be considered in our public affairs. That's an error. That's a heresy. Might be the greatest heresy of all time. It exists today, and if you practice it with this gobbledygook garbage about separating the church and state, yeah, you can keep the two separate. Yeah, you should keep them separate. But that's not saying that they don't have roles to play together if the order is correct. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. I really want to read this piece of titled "I Am a Gen Zennial, and Here Is How We'll Save the World." But anyways, back to Horvat. The reason why the left is in trouble is because I believe that we've become about as perverted, mortally sinful, diabolical, spiteful, hateful, prideful, still existing inside the remnants of Christian civilization as we can.